You could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
Here at the University of Vermont, we value students' education first and foremost. However, the well-being of our students is just as important to succeed both in and outside of the classroom. One of the best ways to give your body some extra TLC to ensure better well-being includes partaking in some form of exercise. Whether that be going on a walk or run outside as the weather gets warmer, going to the Patrick Gym to play a pickup game of basketball, or trying out a fitness class that UVM's Recreational Center has to offer, your body will thank you for giving it some extra attention. So, the next time you have some free time, check the fitness class schedule for the day, call up a friend to go on a bike ride, or even walk downtown. Your body will appreciate it, and so will you! This is a message from your exercise happy DJs here at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington.
Hello and welcome back to The Spread. My name is DJ Peanut, and I'm very excited for my show today. I will be here from 5 to 6 p.m. and just like I was last week and just like I'll be next week. So, hooray. All right, so before we get into what I'm going to be playing today, we got some news and weather. So for today's news, we're going to do a little bit of a pop culture lesson. Have you heard children or teenagers around you whispering or shouting 6-7, 6-7, 6-7? Have you heard people laugh when you use the word 67 in a sentence? Dictionary.com has named 6-7 the word of 2025. The origins of the word came from the song Doot Doot 6-7, which Philadelphia rapper Skrilla released last December. The phrase 6-7 took off mostly through online videos of athletes like LeBron James and Paige Beckers, but mostly TikTok edits of 6-foot-7-inch-tall LaMelo Ball. LaMelo? I think that's right. But what does 6-7 actually mean? According to NPR.com, there is no singular definition, which I realized when trying to explain it to my nana at Thanksgiving dinner when she asked me. When XXL Magazine asked Skrilla, the singer or the rapper of the song, about the meaning, he said, "It's a million of other things for other people. Everybody got their own meaning to it because I could never put a real meaning on it." LaMelo Ball says, "It's really nothing though, for real. Just 6-7. So, sorry if that doesn't answer any of your questions. Basically, moral of the story is no one really knows what 6-7 means, just that it is super annoying for teachers everywhere. For the weather tonight, we are going to have some more clouds in 30s and low 30s, and tomorrow even more clouds in low 30s, so pretty much all the same, so that's exciting. Okay, so theme of today's show, so there's the new Wuthering Heights movie came out. Wasn't really a huge fan of the actual plot and the characters, however, the music and the cinematography and the fashion I thought was really incredible. So this first song kind of inspired my set for today, just kind of this really pretty folk ballad by, I think, Northern English or Irish singer, Olivia Cheney. I'm not sure where she's from, but she has really, really incredible vocals that it's like very haunting and makes you want to like put on a gown and run through like Foggy Hill somewhere. So I really, really love this, and everything else is sort of inspired by that. We even got Wuthering Heights by Kate Bush coming up, so get excited for that. All right, so this is Dark Eyed Sailor by Olivia Cheney. Enjoy.
As I roved out one evening fair, it being the summertime to take the air, I spied a sailor and a lady gay, and I stood to listen, and I stood to listen to hear what they would say. He said, "Fair lady, why do you run? For the day is spent and the night is on." She heaved a sigh while the tears did roll, "For my dark-eyed sailor, for my dark-eyed sailor, so young and stout and bold. 'Tis 7 long years since he left this land, a ring he took from off his lily white hand. But one half of the ring is still here with me, but the other's rolling, but the other's rolling at the bottom of the sea. Oh, he said, you may drive him out of your mind. Some other young man you will surely find. Love turns aside and soon cold has grown. Like a winter's morning, like a winter's morning, the hills are white with snow. Oh, she said, I'll never forsake my dear, although we're parted many a year. Genteel he was, and no rake like you to induce a maiden, to induce a maiden, and slide a jacket blue. But one half of the ring did young William show. She ran distracted in grief and woe, saying, William, William, I have gold in store for my dark-eyed sailor, for my dark-eyed sailor has proved his own alone. And there is a cottage by yonder lea. This couple's married and does agree. So maids be loyal when your love's at sea. For a cloudy morning, for a cloudy morning brings in a sunny
to be wed to another. I saw my love going to the kirk door with his face
made a fine show. I followed them with a head full of woe, for to see my love wed to another. The bride and the bridegroom sat down to dine. I sat down beside them, poured out the wine, for to drink to a lover that should have been mine, but is going to be wed to another. The men of yon city, they ask it of me, how many strawberries grow in the salt sea. I answered them with a tear in my ear, how many dark ships sail the forest. Dig me a grave, dig it so deep, cover it o'er with flowers so sweet. I lay me down there and take long sleep, and maybe in time I'll forget it.
Yeah.
Alrighty, we just heard Sports by Away Dynamic. We also heard They Love You by Thomas Flynn. For that, we heard Wuthering Heights by Kate Bush, the one and only, and False Bride and Dark Eyed Sailor by Olivia Chaney were those two really cool folk ballads at the beginning. Okay, we have time for a quick PSA.
Hey you. Yes, you. Have your parties been lacking recently? Do you want to throw a fantastic, memorable event that everyone will enjoy? Try a costume party. We all secretly want an excuse to dress up, get creative, and wear that random item in the back of our closet that we've never been brave enough to leave the house in. Costume themes can be quite literally anything. You could go for a classic Great Gatsby 1920s affair, or a Wild Western cowboy hoedown, or you get creative with it. Have everyone dress as their favorite bug, or perhaps their childhood self. If you want to further elevate your event, you can decorate your space and plan some activities related to your theme. Perhaps a murder mystery game, a mock duel, the possibilities are endless. With just a pinch of creativity, the best host ever title is in your future. This message has been brought to you by your whimsical DJs here at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington.
Yes. Now, we're going to be making the show a little bit more upbeat a little bit, and by that I just mean that there's gonna be percussion, so that's exciting. So we're gonna have the Roches, who I've been really interested in, three sisters that have really good harmonies together, and then later we're gonna be having some like Cocteau Twins and some other radio department sort of stuff, so yeah, stay tuned.
Can't change the law of averages. I'm going down. My uncle did it. My daddy did it. I'm beginning to think that it runs in the family. Oh no! Family. everybody got scared. My uncle did it. My daddy did it. I'm beginning to think that it runs in the family. Oh no! Bunch of us alone. I remember that night. It was the one her mama did. Now there's gonna be a new kid in the family. Oh no, kid, you're gonna run in the family. Oh yeah, kid, you're gonna run in the family.
Thank you. sun did glide with the warmth of you. Then the sun did glide with the warmth of you. And at the end of day lay a crimson hue. At the end of day lay a crimson hue. Along the brow faded
All right, we just heard Let Your Heart Fill Up by Jerome Blase. I listened to that song a lot, like, last October, and I recently rediscovered it, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so good. So this was the inspiration for this playlist. We also heard You'll Come Around by Girls of the Internet, Sun Did Glide by Chris Brain, and Runs in the Family by The Roches. And now we are going to hear Sounds Asleep by Girls of the Internet. Sound Asleep by Girls of the Internet / I Am an Island. Two different band names.
Seatbelt buckles. unison, 200 feet and creaking seats for the standing ovation. Stock stood an inch in front, hunched over the seats we've been sitting in. So I text him back, we just touched down, guess I'm back home for now. Thank you.
Alright, we just heard Watch Lar by the Cuckta Twins. We also heard Sleeping In by the Radio Department, God Texted Back by Snowy Band, and we started off this set with Sound Asleep by Girls of the Internet and I Am an Island. That was a very fun show. I hope you liked it. I liked how we went from like folk music to not folk music. But I will be here same time next week. And you are tuned in to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Bye! Turning around. There's no use changing my mind.
I'm